Case series, Silence. She was found just beyond the tree line, where the properties end and the woods begin. The boundary wasn't marked by a sign. It wasn't fenced. It was understood. Behind the houses on the street, the land sloped gently downward before giving way to trees. Oak, pine, brush dense enough to block sight lines, but not so dense that people avoided it. Joggers passed through the area most mornings. Dog walkers followed the same paths in the evenings. It was not unusual for someone to step briefly into the woods. What was unusual was that no one remembered seeing her. When she was discovered, there were no witnesses. No phone, no personal effects that could explain why she had gone there. There was no record of her intending to be there at all. She was an adult woman, in her 40s. Her name appeared briefly in local newspapers in the days following her death, printed once in full, then later reduced to an initial. After that, it disappeared altogether. She lived nearby, not close enough to use the woods as a shortcut, close enough to recognize the neighborhood, close enough to understand where private property ended and public land began. She was found early in the morning, shortly after sunrise. The official report listed the location as public land, though it sat directly behind private residences. Yards separated from the woods by little more than fencing and assumption. The cause of death was recorded as undetermined. There were no immediate signs of robbery, no weapon recovered at the scene, no indication of forced movement that investigators could agree upon. Publicly, investigators stated that there was no evidence of foul play that could be confirmed. Privately, the file suggests disagreement. The neighborhood mattered. It was affluent, but not ostentatious. Large homes, long driveways, trees planted deliberately, not naturally. People here valued discretion. Residents later described the area as quiet, predictable, safe. Several mentioned that they were accustomed to seeing unfamiliar faces, contractors, visitors, delivery drivers, and did not consider them noteworthy. The woods were not considered dangerous. They were considered neutral, a place where nothing happened unless someone chose to notice. In the weeks following the discovery, routine returned quickly. Runners resumed their paths. Dogs were walked again along the edge of the trees. The woods remained unchanged. The silence did too. The detail that doesn't fit. Several months after her death, financial records were reviewed. The review did not begin with suspicion. It began as a procedure. What emerged was a pattern of regular payments made to her over an extended period of time. The amounts were consistent. The intervals are predictable. There was no written agreement on record. No correspondence explaining their purpose. On their own, the payments were not unusual enough to draw attention. The timing was. What the payments were for was never established. What remains is a record that documents events without explanation. A woman found where no one remembers seeing her. Payments made without a reason. Silence preserved without agreement. This file does not tell us what happened. It tells us what was allowed to go unspoken. At the time of her death, the payments had recently stopped. It is unclear whether she was blackmailing someone or being paid to stay silent. File 001 remains open.